I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Amnesty International describes a new crackdown in Iran enforced by the morality police. Leaders restored the department this month to counter what they call hijab negligence. Nazanin Baghestani says many young girls like Samira are afraid. They turned to Heart for Iran's 24/7 call center for help. Police took Samira into custody a few years ago and traumatized her. Fear ruled her life upon release.
She was always on edge. She was paranoid of everything. So she wouldn't leave the house. And she actually fainted a couple times on the street because of her stress.
Nazanin counseled Samira over a series of calls, reading God's word and praying together. Fear had to leave when Samira gave Jesus her heart. This story continues at missionnews.org. And according to Bloomberg, Southeast Asia suffered major stock losses when foreign funds rotated out of the region this year. A believer we'll call Caleb says the economic ripple effects combined with pandemic losses hit several farms' international projects hard.
We actually had to put them on hold for about a year so that the participants could build their finances back up. And with some of the programs, we are still working through the different struggles.
Working alongside the local church, Farms Revolving Loan Program equips believers to do more in the name of Jesus. By investing in Farms, you can help them partner with more churches to start new programs, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. But most importantly, pray.
A lot of them are farmers. Some of them, they used to be opium farmers, but when they became believers, then they change opium to coffee.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.